213 Rock with Herreg Melodica on Vinyl Stein's Classic Rock Radio.
Okay, you cheater, I'ma make sure you get this. This ain't revenge, this is sending a message. Now did you really think that I would let this slip?
On action. Hell yes, la Web Rock Station on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio en direct avec nous ce soir, Nico du groupe Blind Channel depuis la Finlande, alright? Hi Nico, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, how are you, man?
Great, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, well, I'm great, 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 man. Welcome tonight on 213 Rock Show, Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. As you know, we are located in Paris, West, and thank you very much for accepting my interview request, man, yeah.
No worries.
Okay. So, en direct ce soir, Nico, un des deux chanteurs du groupe Blind Channel, groupe que vous avez découvert lors de la 65e édition de l'Eurovision. Le groupe est arrivé à la 6e place. Nico, since your show with your single Dark Side at the Eurovision, you have gained a lot of fans around the world.
Yeah, a lot of fans. It's been crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. C'est complètement dingue, effectivement, hein, depuis leur choix à l'Eurovision. C'est dingue, quoi. Ils ont eu énormément de fans et des retours sur les réseaux sociaux, etc., les TikTok, et tout y est passé, quoi. And we'd like to talk about the Dark Side, the single. Dark Side was composed during the lockdown. This song is a direct reference to the pandemic.
Yeah, well, not direct, like, reference, but it was like we wrote it because we were pissed off about a pandemic. So I guess, like, half right. Like, we had a big year coming, like, we had just released our third album we had been working for 2 years, and then we had big things coming, things we had worked for, like, 7 years, big tours in Europe, big festivals, stuff like that, and then everything was cancelled in front of our eyes, and we were, like, super pissed off, and we wanted to throw our middle fingers up in the air and scream, but we figured that a lot of people all around the world must be feeling exactly the same way, so we thought that people could use a song like Dark Side, like as an anthem for all those people who feel pissed off. And we needed a song like Dark Side. Like when life turns to shit, you don't want to hear songs about love and hope and happiness and all that stuff. You need a song where you can throw your middle fingers up and scream. And Dark Side is that song. So yeah, that's how it was born. And the middle fingers were not specifically aimed at anyone or anything. It was just our way of saying that whatever is weighing you down, whatever makes you feel bad, put your middle fingers up and scream to it. Join the dark side, bring some Blind Channel.
Ouais, effectivement, un Blind Channel au départ, donc c'est quand même 7 ans de travail, des tournées, etc., du beaucoup, beaucoup de travail, et que la pandémie, tout s'est arrêté, donc c'est ça, c'est un peu la situation que résument notamment les paroles de ce titre, ce single Dark Side présenté à l'Eurovision, ça a été un gros moment, effectivement, et en même temps, ça a été aussi, ils ont crié, ils ont hurlé, bon, enfin, du moins, ils ont voulu donner toute leur peine à travers cette chanson, faire découvrir tout ce qu'ils ont ressenti, et ça a été un carton total suite à l'Eurovision, et c'est cool, quoi. En plus, il y a beaucoup de fans, quoi. Donc, ce titre, c'est vraiment une référence à la pandémie et tout ce qu'ils ont vécu. 7 ans de travail qui s'est arrêté. Et ensuite, donc, ils ont eu le temps, donc, d'écrire ce titre, effectivement, et puis de pouvoir le promotionner. Et cette idée de l'Eurovision pour le promotionner, c'était juste incroyable, quoi. And for Dark Side, you worked with Dan Lancaster, you know, for his production with Bring Me Horizon or Hollywood Undead. Wow, the great guys on production.
Yeah. Yeah, it was our first time working with Dan Lancaster, and it was just a wild idea. Like, we had just made a new management deal, and we love bands like Bring Me the Horizon, for example.
What?
And then we knew that Dan Lancaster has been making, like, great work for them. So, like, we had to find someone to mix Dark Side, and that's when we came, like, we want Dan Lancaster to mix this song, and then it just worked out, and he liked the song, and he mixed it, and then yeah, we just heard the mix and we were like, guys, this is it. Let's go.
Ouais, c'est Dan Lancaster, hein, qui est connu pour son travail avec les Bring Me Horizon, les Hollywood Undead aussi, et peut-être aussi à April Lavigne notamment. Et puis, ouais, ils ont été contents. En tout cas, ils ont voulu lui passer le titre. Il a adoré. Il a fait un super mix et ils ont été contents, en tout cas, de son travail. Et ça a été très important pour eux, quoi. And your single track, Dark Side, appeals to the new generation of metalhead, gothic, metalcore fans. It's crazy. You managed to gather all these young people around Blind Channel.
Yeah, like it's pretty amazing. Like one reason for that is that the timing was perfect. Like to people like that's our age, like 20 somethings, our sound is something like nostalgic. It reminds them of Linkin Park or Limp Bizkit and all that new metal stuff. But for the youngsters, like the kids of these days, they have probably never heard of music like this before. And it's their first time of seeing a band play and listen to rock or play a rock song with rap elements. It's their first time of hearing something. And they're like going, what is this music? This is so cool. So I think that's it kind of unites two different generations, and that's why it's going crazy around the world right now.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est la folie à travers le monde et à travers les réseaux sociaux concernant ce titre Darkside qui mélange pas mal de générations et de styles aussi, hein. Il a mentionné Linkin Park, effectivement, dans un style rock, dans un style rap. Ouais, c'est le style en ce moment, hein. C'est ça, c'est ce que aiment les jeunes. Il y a toute une génération comme ça, une nouvelle génération. Et j'avais posé la question, notamment, il mélange un peu les metalhead, le côté gothique, le côté fan de metalcore. C'est un peu l'esprit Blind Channel, quoi. Et ça, c'est vraiment bien. Ça, moi, j'aime bien comme ça. J'aime bien ce mélange, quoi. C'est très intéressant, quoi. And I saw some of your fans singing the song on TikTok or Instagram. Some girls and boys made up in front on their phones. They are very happy to sing Darkside.
Yeah, it seems so. Like, I think it's trending everywhere, like in TikTok and Instagram. But it's really cool to see that, especially the young people, because the future is in the young, right? So it's so cool to see all those people like putting up middle fingers or having those signs. And the middle finger thing is the best, especially here in Finland. Like we knew that the middle finger thing was going to be pretty like provocative. Like it was a lot of, we always knew that some people are going to say that this is bad and this is not cool. But during the whole Eurovision thing that was going on, teachers and students and grandmas and grandpas, everybody just painted their middle fingers red and put them up. Like, that's just amazing. Like, how does something like that happen? And it was just so cool to make a middle finger, like, a national statement for rock music or Finnish rock music. That was just, I think it's gonna be one of our biggest, like, biggest things we've done so far.
Ouais, alors c'est un truc de fou, effectivement. Hein. Vous allez sur les réseaux sociaux, notamment sur TikTok ou Instagram, et vous voyez carrément des jeunes, des vraiment tout jeunes, hein, qui écoutent le titre, qui chantent même, et qui font des vidéos avec leur téléphone maquillé, ils reprennent le titre Darkside, c'est assez marrant, quoi. Et en Finlande, effectivement, aussi, alors il y a différents aspects, hein, et donc il a vu d'autres de ce type de vidéos qui l'ont fait beaucoup rire. Et l'avenir appartient aux jeunes, effectivement, quoi. Ça commence à 13, 14, 15 ans qui écoutent ce titre, et un peu plus même, et puis l'avenir appartient à cette nouvelle génération. Et ça, c'est très important. Et tout le monde est bien heureux, quoi. And on Spotify, it's also 25 million listeners. Wow, it's amazing. 25 million, man. Pah, you explode everything.
Yeah, that's a big number. And I like, well, I'm not a big fan of numbers. Like, I just try to make music and play shows. But of course, I hear from the numbers, and I think we just crossed 25 million streams yesterday, maybe. And I was just like, "What the fuck is going on, guys?"
Effectivement, 25 millions d'écoutes, hein, notamment sur Spotify. Ils ont démonté le truc, quoi. Ça déchire, ça cartonne, je vous dis, hein, c'est le truc du moment en ce moment. And Darkside is also available on 50 playlists too. 3 million of fans follow you on Spotify. Dark 5 was number 5 of the most listened tracks in the world and number 19 in France. Wow, it's a 2021 Blind Channel wave.
Yeah, like, well, that was the point, but it went better than we had planned, better than expected. Like, we always wanted to tour Europe and tour the world, and finally, after this pandemic is over, we get the chance to do that, and we want to come to all the places. We want to come to France. Like, we've never been to. We've toured Europe 3 times before, but we've never been to France, so we're really like looking forward to come there.
Alors effectivement qu'ils aimeraient bien venir en France, hein, notamment, ils sont pas encore venus, ils ont fait quelques tournées, ils ont tourné avec Amarante par le passé. En même temps, donc je vous ai dit, hein, Spotify c'est 25 millions d'écoutes, Darkside fait partie de 50 playlists à peu près, donc à travers Spotify, 3 millions de fans carrément qui ont adhéré directement à leur page, donc suite aux résultats de l'Eurovision. millions. Ensuite, Dark Side, c'est un des 5 titres qui a été les plus écoutés pendant quelques jours à travers la planète. Ensuite, notamment une 19e place en France aussi dans les charts de Spotify. Ouais, c'est 2021, c'est vraiment la Blind Channel Wave, hein, c'est ça, c'est la vague totalement, quoi. And there are also a lot of fan club pages that open every day, such as in France, as you said, Russia, Spain, Poland, Italy, Brazil, Bulgaria, Serbia, and of course at home in Finland. Wow, a lot of fan club pages are open now.
Yeah, like, and that's I think my favorite part about the fan clubs is, of course, that they're spreading the word of our violent pop music and our band. That's awesome, because we always need people like that, fans like that. But like, they're super creative, like they create fan arts that are just amazing. Like whenever I get bored, I just go to Instagram or Facebook or wherever, and I just go scroll through those fan pages to see like drawings they're made or edits they're made from our videos or stuff like that. Like, those guys are super talented, and like I enjoy creativity, and that's what our fans are doing, and that's what I love about them.
Ouais, effectivement, c'est incroyable. Tous les jours, il y a des pages fan club qui s'ouvrent, hein. J'ai mentionné pas mal de pays. Ils sont très heureux et très reconnaissants. And Nico, do you have a message for all these people who have ideas every day to spread your music?
Of course, I have a message. Thank you for your support. Like, since the beginning, we wouldn't be here without you. And to everyone or anyone who hasn't heard about Blind Channel before, you're gonna hear from us, you like it or not, so you might just as well check us out.
Ok, bien sûr, évidemment, vous avez entendu le message de Nico pour toutes les pages fan club et tout, c'est incroyable, quoi. And Nico, you already have 3 albums to your credit. Revolutions out 5 years ago, in 2016, I think, yes. Blood Brothers, in 2018, Violent Pop 2020. And when are you going to work on your 3rd album?
We're already working on it. Like, we're always writing songs. We can't stop that. Like, that's what we do. Like we're writing all the time. And the funny thing is that we mostly write songs about things that piss us off, like things that make us fucking angry. And lately we've been pissed off about a lot of things. So lots of new songs coming.
Ok, donc ils sont en train de travailler sur l'album, hein. Donc pour information, ils sont dessus, ils bossent. Effectivement, il y a plein de trucs à gérer. Ils sont dedans, ils sont vraiment dedans, quoi. Ça, c'est vraiment cool, quoi. And you will be on tour in Finland for 15 dates very soon, and a live stream in the works.
Well, yeah, like I'm still keeping my fingers crossed, but the shows are so soon that I'm assuming they're gonna happen, and I just can't believe that in just 2 weeks we're gonna be in front of a live audience. Really looking forward to that. And then, of course, we're starting from Finland. Then we're gonna make some live streams. And our end game is definitely to get outside Finland. We want to see the world. We want to tour the world and interact with our fans all around the world. That's what we want to do.
Effectivement, il y a 15 dates donc qui arrivent donc très très prochainement en Finlande, là donc ça va démarrer la tournée. Ensuite, j'ai posé la question, est-ce qu'il y a peut-être un live stream pour voir? Alors effectivement, ça pourrait le faire. Oui, ils ont envie de voir le monde, hein. Ils savent que là ils ont un bon coup à jouer, il y a une bonne carte, il y a un bon buzz, c'est le moment. Je pense que c'est le moment, quoi. I hope one day we will see you in France, of course, as you said.
Yeah, like, France is on top of the list, because like I said before, we've toured Europe, but we've never been there. Like, we've never been to France, so we really can't wait to come there, like, as soon as possible, and that's a promise.
Ouais, effectivement, une promesse, hein, ils viendront en France, ça, c'est clair, c'est net. Nico, how can your fans buy your t-shirts?
Our t-shirt, just go to our website. I think it's blindchannel.com. Not sure, I gotta check that out.
Okay.
Spend a little less time on the internet, but just go to our website. There's the merchandise shop, and then the instructions are all there.
Okay. Just before the end, Nikos, now at this moment, some people from Germany, as name is Kai, and from Tunisia, Miriam, Balkis, or Christina are listening to us at this moment from Tunisia, and another one from Zineb from Algeria. Do you have a message and for the audience tonight, please, for all people?
My message for all people, is that what you're asking?
Sounds good. Nico, thank you very much for this live interview.
Thank you very much.
Ok, on continue en musique tout de suite. Voici le single Dark Side sur 213 Rock on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Put your middle fingers up, take a shot, throw it up, but don't stop.
paralyzed. My body is my weapon, so I keep it loaded till I'm all over the place, like my head exploded. Don't
raise your prayers, they can't save us. Lifestyles of the sick and dangerous.
Put your middle fingers up, take a shot, throw it up, and don't stop. Myself and my enemies of all the dark things that keep me wasted. You're the sweetest I've ever tasted. Put your middle fingers up, take a shot, throw it up, but don't stop.
Prayers, they can't save us. Lifestyles of the sick and dangerous.
Put your middle fingers up, take a shot, throw it up and don't stop.